It's time for high school football on WKHM. Our live coverage of Jackson area football is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry. Live high school football is on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, and here we are tonight. Tonight. It's afternoon football here. Lumen Christi Titans and the Constantine Falcons. It's the state quarterfinal, if you will, but it's the regional championship today, and it's a chance for Lumen Christi to get back in the semifinals and keep this dream alive of a third straight state championship, although this time in Division Six.
I'm calling it a quarterfinal. I don't care what you call it. That just has a better feel and sound. We're in the quarters.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Titans coming in here after a win last week over Ida, 49-28. I tell you, never felt even that close most of the time. Ida had some big guys and maybe could have made a better game of it, but a couple turnovers really hurt them. And, of course, they had no answer, as no one has yet, for Cadell Williams, who went up for over 300 yards and four touchdowns in that game. And he's going to be a major weapon that Lumen Christi loves to lean on. And they'll use him till they can't anymore.
We're waiting for a close game. We keep thinking maybe this is the one. Steve, maybe this is the one.
Constantine coming into the game there, 8-3 overall, but their losses were to Kalamazoo, Hackett Prep, 33-21 earlier in the year, which Lumen Christi beat them in the Catholic League final. They also had a loss to Parchment, 51-30, and then they came back to beat them in the district semifinal, and they had a loss to Lawton, 28-15. So some quality losses, I guess, if you're going to take a loss, you want to be against good programs like that. Lumen Christi beat Kalamazoo Hackett Prep 39-21. So the common opponent there, at least, a little glimpse. But I don't think Constantine's the same team necessarily for maybe playing better later in the year, one thing. But on the other hand, coming in with a big injury to maybe their lead back.
Yeah, and I was talking to an assistant for Constantine before the game, and he mentioned that Hackett game, and he said that was a really close game. They were in it. And then just a couple bad breaks went the wrong way. And
yeah,
we know football turnovers can change the score in a hurry. Doesn't necessarily mean the closeness of the game wasn't what same as Lumen.
Yeah. Well, this is a Constantine team that is quality year in and year out. They have seven straight playoff appearances. They lost to Ithaca in the final in 2011 and 2012. And they were Division VI state champions back in 2004. Lumen Christi, again, what do you say about them? 35-plus points in their 10 wins this year, including a school record 63 points versus Toledo St. Francis. So, and, you know, I was thinking back at it, Brian, and I know Constantine plays over in that league. They play a lot of Buchanan and Parchment and Lawton and Watervliet. And so I feel like Lumen has played all those teams here or there at some point over the last couple decades. This is the first ever matchup between these two teams that I could find.
Yeah, I suppose just the division difference earlier on. Constantine's a powerhouse, and if there's playoff football, Constantine's part, and right in the middle of it, Sean Griffith, head coach. This has been his squad. When I asked how many years, the assistant just said a lot. Didn't know the exact number, but he's been there forever, and it's that same toughness, that same offensive system. And it's tricky. It's another wing tee. Lumen got to see that with Ida last week, so you would think that would help Lumen Christi getting to see that 2 weeks in a row. But this team may be a little more deception in it than the Ida team that ran it. Ida kind of just wanted to run it at you.
Yeah. And they have some big kids in Constantine, a lot of similarities to Ida in that respect as well. And this should be a fun game. And we don't know. We want a close one. We want an exciting one. But we want a Lumen Christi win. So however it happens, that's what we'll be looking for to see in the end. The winner of this one does go on to play Marine City. They beat Detroit Central yesterday, 52-26, to move on. So Marine City waiting in the wings for whoever the eventual winner is. Over on the other side of the bracket, Boyne City has moved on. They beat Reed City last night, so they're waiting to see who wins in the match today between Newaygo and Lansing Catholic. That's the other side of that Division VI bracket. I know we've got our friends, the K105.3 broadcast team is over in Decatur this afternoon as Reading is over there playing Decatur. So still plenty of sort of Jackson area, extended Jackson area football that's still going on in the playoffs. Well, let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back, get closer to kickoff. Lumen Christi and Constantine, the quarterfinal. WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here in the pregame, and I just want to say thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Trips Collision Centers, and Industrial Steel Treating, some of our presenting sponsors. Our first quarter coming up, brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating, and we will take another quick commercial break here on the pregame for 2 minutes and get back here and get ready for the kickoff. Again, the Lumen Christi Titans and the Constantine Falcons here on WKHM and, of course, streaming online around the world at WKHM.com. Tell your friends.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Good afternoon, the Michigan High School Athletic
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor, is in class today, and we're ready to get this game kicked off in just a moment. 12 minutes up on the clock. Constantine, some final huddling up here as they get ready to return the opening kick. And again, the winner moves on to the state semifinals next week. Big game today. They get bigger every week.
They do.
And it's two teams that are not unfamiliar with big games like this.
Yeah, it'd be weird if they weren't here.
Yeah.
Looks like Lumen won the toss and they deferred. They'll be kicking off to start the game, Steve. And who will that be?
Oh, Mr. Automatic.
It is.
Andrew Salazar. Deep to return here for Constantine. Mick Smead, which is a really cool name. Sounds like a pirate. And also, it looks like we've got Cooper Jude. Smead will catch it at about the 10 and slices into the 25, maybe the 26 with the momentum there. So it'll be first and 10 for Constantine from the 26-yard line. As you mentioned, kind of a wing T formation here for the Falcons. So a big set. They do have a good size offensive line. We were looking at the roster, and they've got a couple guys up there in the upper 200s poundage range, and some good size there.
And some good speed from what I've been told in the backfield.
Down to the T. A little misdirection. And I couldn't even tell who had it at first. They're not going to get anywhere with it, but they at least fooled me. About 1 yard at most on first down, second and nine here for the Falcons.
The guy I really feel sorry for was Cooper Jude, who did not have the ball and just got leveled.
We'll have to listen up for the call from Greg Poocher up here, see who he says had the football. Greg belatedly celebrating his 72nd birthday yesterday. Still able to make it here with a hangover.
72, that's it.
There's another handoff, and again, they go right into the middle of that tight defensive line, and there's not a lot of room to run there. I feel like we felt that about Ida early in that game, too, last week. They tested the middle of that line and did not have a lot of luck early.
Yeah, that's like you back in high school. That's asking for a failed test, at least in my class.
Oh, I thought you were going to make it something about asking girls out and failing.
Either pick your poison.
All right, third down at about 9 here. Nowhere to go so far for Constantine. Big set again. No trickery. Looks like they're just going to hand it to the outside and tucking it running. He's going to get a little bit of distance past the 30 up to the 33. And it's going to make a fourth down in about 3. So you had a 6-yard gain or a 7-yard gain, and you've had two 1-yard gains. How do you feel about keeping the offense out there in fourth down?
Yeah, I mean, they're showing early that whether the punt game isn't, you know, what we talk about, or if they think they can maybe go outside again. I know they're not going to try the middle, I would not think.
No. And it's going to be the punt team that emerges from the huddle.
It didn't look like it. Must have been the same. The punt team is the offense because nobody came in or out.
I bet there was 2 or 3 personnel shift, but it looked like maybe just a smaller set, you know. He runs it to the outside, does get a pretty good punt away. Fielded by Dumont at the 35 for Lumen. Breaks a tackle there, now working to the outside. And good coverage there by Constantine on a pretty decent return for Dumont with what he had to face. He gets it out the 42-yard line. First and 10 for Lumen Christie there.
Yeah, and it looked like Dumont might break one there, but Evan Davidheiser, who was spotlighted to me as one of their leading tacklers, made a nice open field tackle on Dumont, grabbing him by the shoe strings.
9:38 to play first quarter. 0-0 score. Lumen Christie with their first possession. First quarter brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, as they have all year, bringing the heat to high school football. Over 80 years in Jackson County, thanks to their loyal employee family. I also want to say thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain. And Trips Collision Centers, our title sponsor of the playoffs. Hand off to Cadell Williams on first down. He goes up in the air after a couple yards, stays on his feet, and then right at the end of the play, he got rocked forward. So he ends up getting 9 yards on the carry. Even a seemingly pedestrian run for Cadell Williams still turns into a 9-yard gain.
And when I was talking to the coaching staff from Constantine before the game, they said, you know, we know we can't stop Cadell Williams, but we got to try to corral him and gang tackle, and needed a little more gang right there.
There's another one to Cadell Williams on second down. He will get just enough to move the chains, and there was a better effort there by Constantine to slow him down. But he does move the chains, and they're in Constantine territory now at the 46-yard line with just under 9 minutes to play here in the opening quarter of football at Lumen Christie High School.
I'm glad I'm not Lumen coach. I'd just wear that kid out. I'd hand him the ball 48 times, and he'd be done by 3 games into the season. But so tempting.
Well, now he's split out to the left, goes in motion. Cadell Williams in the backfield takes the pitch. Coming around to the right side, bounces to the outside, now cuts back in. Not going to find a lot of room, but it's still good for 3 yards on first down, 2nd and 7 for Lumen Christie from the Constantine 43.
It's kind of a look we haven't seen much from Lumen Christie. Cadell coming in motion and pitching with 2 running backs blocking for him.
Well, here we are on this drive, 3 plays in, all Cadell Williams. That's when they like to sneak in a fake to Cadell. Maybe a rollout bootleg for Crowley, or maybe something up the middle to Rayburg.
Yeah, give it to the birthday boy here.
Yeah, they don't. Rayburg blocking. Cadell Williams spins in the middle of the field, bounces to the outside, still keeps his footing, now cuts back in against the defender, breaks a tackle at the 30, down to the 25, 23-yard line. There's an impressive run by Cadell Williams, showing all the skill set in one. The speed, the power, the footwork, all of it. They're going to spot it at the 24-yard line, 1st and 10, Lumen Christie there.
Yeah, that did look like a little kid football game where one kid was just bigger, stronger, and nobody could tackle him.
7:34 taken away here, first quarter. Scoreless game at the outset, but the Titans are driving. Again, Williams lined up in the slot, now moves on that fake pitch. They give it to Rayburg instead, and that is that kind of, you know, that or that progressive play calling where they run a play that they knew went to Cadell Williams. Now he's the target. They go the other way, give it to Rayburg. He gets 5 yards on first down. Happy birthday, Isaac Rayburg.
Yeah.
2nd down and 5 for the Titans at the 20-yard line.
Sure, he'd take that as a birthday present today, a little Lumen win.
Yeah, it's definitely going to make that the party at Chuck E. Cheese later, much more fun.
Is that where you think it's going?
I don't even know where there's a Chuck E. Cheese anymore. Deep back is Cadell Williams. On this play, they give it to him, diving into the middle of the line. Might have got stopped just shy of the first down, and they are going to keep it this side of the 15. And it'll make a third down and about one for Lumen Christie.
Third down and one for the Titans.
From the 16, the line to gain is at the 15. Actually, it's right there on the 15, the spot. I'm surprised that's not quite a first down.
It has all the earmarks of a Lumen Christie drive. Seven plays, seven rushes.
Yeah.
It's methodically working their way down.
They give it to Rayburg for the short gain, and he's going to get the first down.
Rayburg, the ball
and make it first and
down.
10 from the 13.
Jacobs and Swearinger on the
Yeah, we'll call it the 13 here. 6 minutes to play, and the Titans continue to march in the red zone now. Still can get a first down before scoring. As Crowley comes from the sideline with the play. Timmy Crowley, this is down in that distance where they like to maybe run that little fake bootleg with him, and he scampers in untouched. After they've hammered you with Cadell Williams all this way, you get real focused on him. They go to him, though, on the right side. Slowed down for a moment, then picking his way through and leading into the end zone. Touchdown, Cadell Williams. 13 yards to pay dirt for Cadell. And Lumen's on the board here, 6-0 early. 5:31 to play in the first quarter. Every touchdown today brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Aspen might as well hire Cadell Williams if they're going to sponsor touchdowns, because he is Mr. Touchdown.
Speaking of misters, Mr. Automatic.
Yep.
Coming in for the extra point try. And it's good. 7-0 Lumen Christie, 30-second commercial break, and a kickoff coming up on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the first quarter, brought to you by Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson. And Constantine 0 for 1 on possessions, 3 and out on their first try. And then Lumen Christie comes in and scores on their first touch, so we'll see what Constantine can do to answer here. And you feel like we've talked about this a lot, Brian, with the running that kind of a T offense that's really looking to pound you down and have long, sustained drives. Getting behind by a couple of scores early is not a good thing, so it's really important to answer right now. Although the kick coverage from the Titans comes down and brings them down at about the 13, so not much room to run out there on the kick return. So poor field position here to start for Constantine.
And if you're at home making a list of things Lumen Christie does well, don't forget to add kick coverage to that list, because they're always in the right spot. You very seldom see them give up a big play.
Yeah, I feel like we've almost, as many times as we've seen them this year, I can't think of a time where it felt like someone was going to return a kick for a touchdown. Big set here, Constantine. And this time, bouncing to the outside. It looks like that QB keep that one. Number 5, Brody Jones on the carry, the quarterback. And he's going to go nowhere. Second and 10
Jones
after the play.
No,
Steve, you mentioned this in pregame. Cooper McGee, sophomore running back, out today. Spraining an AC joint in his shoulder last week.
Second down and 10.
As their leading rusher, that's something you don't want to do, come into a Lumen game and minus anybody.
Right.
It's a contributor.
4:49 as the clock ticks down in the first quarter here. Second down and 10 from their own 13-yard line, Constantine. And again, testing into the middle of the line. It's going to fall past the 15 for maybe a couple yards there on second down to make a third and 8.
Cooper Judy had the ball carrier.
Yeah, that was Cooper Judy. Yeah, see, this has got to be a play-by-play nightmare for just because it's hard to tell who has the ball. They do a good job of keeping that hidden.
These Constantine uniforms do look a little reminiscent of some Michigan Center white jerseys these days. A little gray and gray and red. They break this time. First time we've seen Constantine with some wide receivers out. Six on the play clock. They make the snap. And Jones fakes the handoff, keeps, and he's close to first down distance. I don't think they're going to get it quite, but it'll make a fourth and one. Maybe give him a chance to go for it here and move the chains. And that was a good-looking play for Jones.
Yeah, they kind of ran a hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Something that comes out of Lumen's playbook sometimes.
Yeah.
Although you see Lumen do that, they'll oftentimes hard count, try to get you to jump.
Huddled back up again here, though. 3:25 to play, and it is the offense that's coming back out on fourth and one. And for so far, as much as we say, you know, they haven't been able to get any big gains, they have been able to get a yard here and there. But they come out and false start.
Now here's a big decision from Constantine. That puts you fourth and six. Which sure would think they're going to punt. But, boy, again, in high school, when you don't gain but about 20 yards against this lethal Lumen offense, you just say, forget it, let's roll the dice. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Do you have a play? Do you have a play that you consistently get 6-7 yards on that you feel like you can come out and execute properly in a situation like this? We're down to 3:08 in the first quarter, and it looks like that punt personnel might be coming in for Constantine.
Steve, their first punt, they kind of, you know, I think they had every intentions of punting, but they kind of hesitate like they might fake. If they have a fake in their bag, I'd be surprised for it to happen here.
Yeah, he does that kind of move into his right rollout punt, and he'll kick it again. And this time, good coverage, but fair caught right at the 50. So, again, great field position to start here for Lumen Christie at midfield. 2:40 to play first quarter. 7-0 Titans with the advantage. And we're going to run out this first quarter pretty quickly here.
That was a good job on the fair catch by Josh DeMott. Kind of a late fair catch call. He had waving his hand as the ball was arriving. He kind of had a little bobble there.
As we mentioned, the winner of this this game will play Marine City next week. On the other side of the bracket, Nuevo and Lansing Catholic playing today. Shout out to Tom Ratchford. 6-0 with 8:20 to play in the first quarter. Nuevo in the lead in that one. And 7-0 Decatur leads over Reading in the first quarter. And back to pass. Crowley in the slot. DeMott wide open. Fumble! Picked up by Constantine, so a huge Lumen play down to the 10-yard line. DeMont has it stripped, and Constantine recovers, so the Falcons will get the ball back. Bang, bang right there. Looked like DeMont was going to score easily as he was wide open in the slot, and Crowley threw a strike. Caught by DeMont, and on the run, he got it stripped down at the 10 and bounced right into the hands of the Constantine defender. First and 10 Falcons at the 10-yard line.
Steve, you're right. What a great play call. And DeMont wide open. Definitely not expect Lumen to do that on first down.
Yeah.
And, boy, I thought he was going to score. And Cooper Jude knocks it out of DeMont's hands.
So 2:31 to go. The Falcons try to capitalize on a Lumen turnover. First and 10 from their own 10. And they're going to lose yardage on the play. Cooper Jude again brought down. This time at the looking forward progress to the 9-yard line. Second down and 11 here for Constantine.
Now that was the definition of gang tackle there. I'll say Cassius Griffin was in the middle of it, but there was six or seven Titans. This Constantine offense right now looking stumped.
Yeah, right now it's just been kind of strength on strength. And Lumen Christie winning that battle down there. The tee set down. And Jones is going to keep, and he's going to lose again.
Brady Jones, the fault with keeping both. John Olippi would be.
Yeah, I don't know if Constantine has anything they'll do. So far, they've been in multiple passing situations and not done so.
Third down and 12 here after the, you know, at that point it didn't even matter who had it because they were just, they tackled everybody, I think.
Which, again, it's kind of like kick coverage. You know, you have your job, you have your person that you're keying on, and right now Lumen doing their jobs.
Third and 12, Constantine. Snap, rolling out the throw is Jones from his end zone. Gets it into the slot and bounces off the receiver. He's hit hard, incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth and 12 from the 8-yard line and a likely punting situation here for Constantine.
Yeah, the fullback, Bear Guybe, had his hands on it, but good hit by Lumen Christie to jar that loose. I think he would have been a little short anyway, but it would have made it fourth and manageable.
Josh Devon, deep for the Titans.
Yeah.
Brody Jones will be punting for Constantine.
The other birthday boy there, Greg Pucher up here, said Dumont back deep for the Titans, but he's really only on the 35-yard line here in Constantine territory. And the kick pooches away, almost blocked, and actually ends up working out well for Constantine. It's going to roll over to the 48-yard line on the Lumen side of the field. But 2 yards away from midfield. Great field position again for Lumen Christie. 32 seconds to play first quarter, and the Titans still lead it 7-0. And Constantine's offense has not managed a first down yet.
Yeah, yep. Whereas Lumen's offense so far looking unstoppable, minus the one fumbler. This would be a 14-0 game.
Yeah, without a turnover, it's 14-0, and Constantine's still trying to figure out how to move the ball against Lumen. Now they're kind of scrambling to set up in the defense. They pitch it out to Cadell Williams. Jukes a guy out at the sticks, gets into the first down distance, and then some. 40-yard line, 12 yards on first down for Cadell Williams, and the Lumen Christie Titans move the chain. They'll say 11 yards. They put it on the 41. But again, into Constantine territory, and with 20 seconds left, I think that might have been our final play of the first quarter. So if you're Constantine, for as much, as little offensive effectiveness as you had so far, and we do have 9 seconds, so maybe Lumen will snap it here. And they do. Play fake, rolling out to throw is Crowley, and he's got a man open. And off to the races. Just, again, another little kind of a tight end coming across on the play as Charlie Saunders makes the catch at about 10 yards, and the run after takes it all the way down to the 14-yard line at the end of the first quarter. Lumen Christie's in the red zone, leading 7-0. Second quarter coming up on WKHM after a one-minute break.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Thank you to Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, our first quarter sponsor, bringing the heat to high school football for over and to Jackson for over 80 years, thanks to their loyal employee family. And our second quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. First and 10 from the 13 here for Lumen Christie. And it's just a give to Cadell Williams. And he wasn't able to kind of go around the pile of, just a pile up of humanity had kind of formed, and Cadell could have was trying to go around it, and there was just a stray arm came out of the pile and grabbed him.
Never did get tackled.
Nope.
Just got his momentum stopped.
2 yards on first down. Second and 8 from the 11-yard line. I formation here for the Titans. Cash Kalahar to the right. They give to Cadell, this time to the left. He's going to bounce it outside, and nobody's going to stop him. Dives at the end into the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen. An 11-yard TD run for Cadell Williams. And a 13-0 Titan lead.
Making it look pretty easy on that one.
Well blocked.
Wasn't touched until he was crossing the goal line.
And I felt like that was because he kind of dogged it a little bit because he didn't reach full speed because he knew he had a clear path. Mr. Automatic Andrew Salazar in for the extra point attempt. Snap a little high, but the hold gets down good, and Salazar knocks it through, and it's 14-0 Lumen Christi, 11-14 to play second quarter, 30-second break, and we'll kick it off again on WKHM.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. That touchdown for Lumen Christi brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Our second quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain gets off to a hot start. Lumen Christi leads it 14-0. Salazar to kick it off for the second time today. Fielded at the 9 by Constantine. Cuts back into the middle of that kick coverage and nowhere to go.
Carrier out to about the 24-yard line.
It looked like Wes learned on the tackle there.
Going off.
We mentioned Wes's name about 3 or 4 times every game.
Put him on the 24-yard line, 1st and 10, Lumen Christi. The defense, anyway, here looking to keep Constantine from getting that first down of the day.
Yeah, the defenses look amazing so far against a powerful attack of Constantine.
And they hand it off right away. Lumen Christi not tricked in any way on that play. Hit immediately and brought down for a loss. And that is Antoine Baker making the hit at the stop. Second and 11 now for Constantine.
Usually when Baker gets his hands on you, you're not going anywhere. He's a strong young man. I like the enthusiasm Baker plays with as well.
Yeah. You gotta find those things to keep you energized in a game where you know Lumen Christi's been unchallenged since about week 3 in a lot of ways. Jones, the QB on the run there, is going to take it out to the 28-yard line, maybe the 29, so we'll give him 6 on the play. Third down at about 5 here for Constantine. 10 minutes coming up here on the second quarter clock.
And again, the only success Constantine's had is if they've gone outside a little bit. The middle has been no answer.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if they were able to get their hands on any Ithaca film, because there's pitch out again to Jones, and he's going to get to the 31. But that's still going to leave him about 4 yards shy of the distance to gain on fourth down here.
Even though it's 9:44 in the second quarter, I mean, if you're Constantine, you feel like you got to go ahead and go for this, although it looks like they're bringing out their punt unit.
Josh Amon deep for the Titans.
I think one of the coaches are letting Lumen know, watch out for the fake, and I don't blame them.
punt unit is in for Constantine. Dumont sitting on the 45 back in Lumen territory. A pretty good punt here is going to take him back to the 40. And it bounces and rolls. The Constantine roll out to the 30-yard line. And that'll be the worst starting field position the Titans have had yet. But you got the ball back, and you still lead 14-0 with 9.5 to play in the first half. And all things coming up Lumen at this point. We do have an update from Decatur, where they are leading Reading 14-0 as they tick away the final seconds in the first quarter. And Nuevo and Lansing Catholic going back and forth. 14-7, Nuevo leads that one with 2:41 to play in the first.
Probably got to be fun to say leading Reading.
If Dr. Seuss wrote sports updates. Cadell Williams bouncing way outside on this one out of a shotgun. Rolling out the throw is Crowley. Now he's looking back left. Cash Callahart one-on-one up the sideline. Goes up and makes the grab to the 38-yard line where he stopped. Cash Callahart. Softest hands in Jackson for sure. And we've said that, and I'll knock on wood for Cash's sake, but usually if they throw to him, he catches it. It's not... I haven't seen him have a drop yet.
Do you ever see the movie Face Off, where they took somebody's face? It's John Travolta, yeah. Nicolas Cage, right? I feel like there was a hands off where Gabe King's hands got it taken off and attached to Cash Callahar's
when
body.
When he graduated, he bequeathed them to Cash.
He did.
There's a give to the birthday boy, Isaac Rayburg, who breaks a tackle. Still on his feet, rumbling down to the 20. That was a tough run there by Isaac Rayburg, bouncing off tacklers the whole way. Takes it all the way down to the 20-yard line. First and 10, Lumen Christie. And the drives continue to go pretty smoothly here for Lumen.
Threw a scoop of vanilla and a scoop of chocolate on top of the cake for Rayburg. He's earned it.
They did spot it at the 21-yard line. So they're not in the red zone quite yet. Something tells me it's a matter of snapping the football here.
A matter of 4 seconds.
8:22 to go on the clock running. And they fake an end around to Clay and give it up to Dumont, who's going to break some tackles and take it to the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen, 21 yards, Josh Dumont on first down. You like that little fake end around to Marianne Clay, and then they hand it off to Dumont, and he was able to take it all the way, broke a couple tackles on the way.
I like that, too, because Dumont's been the only player on the Lumen team that's made any mistake thus far, and that was just from a good tackle that somebody knocked the ball away from him. Redemption time.
Third try for Salazar here. 20-0 Titans with 8:12 to play in the first half. And Salazar does what Salazar does. Makes an extra point. 21-0 Lumen Christie. 30-second commercial break, and Salazar can kick it off again on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
21-0, Lumen Christie leads it here with 8:12 still to play in the first half of football. And really, the Constantine offense just has not been able to move it against the Italian defense right now.
Yeah, and it's been just domination in all facets of the game.
Yeah. Kickoff from Salazar is going to be a high end over end. Muffed and loose. Grabbed by Constantine just in time, though, as the Titans coverage team was getting down there. He'll get it at the 18-yard line. But that was a close call there for Constantine to almost lose the football there. It was Cooper Judé just in the right place, right time to keep that from being an unexpected onside kick for Lumen. 8:07 on the clock. Constantine T formation comes out here. And Jones under center. He had played some running back here in the game. And hands off there to Brody Godfrey. And he's going to actually get a nice gain on first down for about 7 yards.
That's the first good first down play from Constantine today. They've been second and long their first three drives.
Clock runs down to 7:42. We'll see what they have to offer here on second down and short for the first time of the day. We'll see some excitement from that Constantine bleacher section if they're able to get a first down here. That was not a crisp exchange of the football there, but Jude does manage to rumble for maybe a yard. They call it two and first down, Constantine.
Okay, their first one. I hear cowbell.
Yep. They'd be doing themselves and this team a disservice if they didn't play the heck out of those cowbells.
They need more cowbell.
They're hoping for more. First and 10 from the 28-yard line. Still on their own side of the field here, Constantine. But the first down of the afternoon today. Jones under center. Takes a snap. And fakes a handoff. Keeps. Rolls it to the outside. And good pursuit. Came in with a hard hit at the end of the play for Lumen Christie. Was Jack Fitzpatrick coming in.
Yeah, Jack got the glory of the hard hit. Rayberg was holding on to his leg, kind of slowed him up.
Hold him up. No gain on first down. Second and 10 for Constantine from the 18-yard line. Or excuse me, 28-yard line. 6:18 to play first half. Jones gives it right away to the middle. And there's not been any room to run there all day, but they do force it close to the 30. So look at them 2 yards, make it third and eight for Constantine from the 30-yard line.
Steve, don't you think if you're Constantine, you're just trying to gain 4 or 5 yards here, and you have to go for it now?
Yeah.
Unless you're way behind, I don't know that we'll see the punter again.
I still feel like, I don't know, because you also don't want to, Lumen Christie's played well on the offense. You don't want to do him any favors and make the field shorter than it could be.
I don't think it matters.
Jones fakes it, keeps. Able to spin away from the defense to the 33-yard line. But that's still going to make it fourth down and about six here for Constantine.
Yeah, we're about to find out right now.
Jones going to the sideline to grab a play.
Yeah, I mean, they've punted, three times, and it's just meant that it's taken Lumen, an extra minute and a half to score than if they had not.
There's a little personnel change, so it looks like maybe the punt unit does come in. Cassius Griffin, some Lumen defensive players coming out getting the stands fired up. And it is the punt unit that comes out for Constantine, and little rollout fake. Passes back across the formation. He's got a chance at it. He's going to get that first down, maybe. They do signal first down just enough to the 38-yard line. So the fake punt, as the punter does roll out on those punts every time. This time he just stopped, threw it back across the field, and they were able to get the 7 yards they needed to move the sticks.
Yeah, that seemed like that was coming at some point.
Like you said, they almost had, they're in a position where they had to do something. And this time on first down, just a design QB dive. Get what you can get. That was almost like a fourth and one play. They'll get three or so past the 40. Just past the 40. Second down and about eight for Constantine from there. Midfield. They'll get a first down without crossing midfield here if they can. 4:11 still to play first half, but running. And 21-0, Lumen Christie leads it here. Second quarter for Minute Man Sewer and Drain. Falcons are set. The tee. And again, they give it to that first guy right in the middle, and the Titans bring him down with no trouble.
Yeah, Steve, that first down play with the quarterback sneak, as you said, just to get a couple yards, feels like the sign of a desperate offense right now that just didn't want to be second and 11.
It was Bear Gibby on the play. Junior fullback. Third down and 8 from the 40. Jones under center. And messed up the exchange, and as he kind of went down to pick up the football, it touched his knee down, and the officials whistle the play dead, as they should. Fourth and 10 now again for Constantine, finding themselves with a fourth and long.
And again, is this the limit? Like, what's the limit to where you... You know, you just did your fake, so that kind of takes that off the table. Looks like they're bringing out the offense.
Yeah. You come out in hard count or something, maybe.
Got to believe there's a pass play coming.
Jones back to throw. Gets one away. He's got him on the sideline and threw it a little bit inside from the receiver and incomplete.
It's going to be first down for the Titans.
First and 10 Titans from the Constantine 38-yard line.
Good coverage there by Jack Fitzpatrick all over receiver Brody Godfrey.
Titans have pretty much had an answer for everything Constantine has attempted, even the... The fake punt got just enough.
Yeah.
That was a yard away from being another turnover on downs. In this case, first and 10 Lumen from the 38. We're going to start seeing some of those JV call-ups, I think, pretty soon. 2:35 to play in the second quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Rolling out to throw Crowley. Nice fake there. Now he's going to have to tuck it and run it. And scoots out of bounds at about the 29-yard line.
That's a good job by Crowley just to get out there and get some pretty good yardage out of something that looked like might get a sack there.
Second and 1 here for Lumen Christie. Stopped the clock as he went out of bounds. 2:27 to play first half. All Titans so far, 21 to nothing. Single back is Cadell Williams. They hand it off to him. He's going to bounce it outside. Now turn on the jets to the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen. 29 yards on the score for Cadell Williams. And Lumen Christie leads it 27 to nothing.
Steve, we talk about the offensive line sometime, but that time I had a good view of Drew Sweeney, senior lineman, that just made a massive block to Spring Williams.
And his was the noteworthy block, but everybody must have been holding their blocks because Cadell Williams had green space all over. It's that combo of a great block and a speedy runner that makes it real easy to cover ground out here for the Titans. And they're automatic with the kick, and he scores it. 28-0, Lumen Christie with 2:19 still to go here. 30-second break, halftime upcoming on WKHM.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Lumen Christie set the kickoff again. Teed up on the 40 for Salazar. A little liner kick. Yeah, it's going to bounce over the head. Bouncing the one through the end zone. First and 10. Constantine from the 20 this time with 2:19 to play here in the first half.
That ball sailed over Josh Bontrager's head, which when I just say that name, I just want to say go Mounties.
But that would be incorrect tonight?
It would be, today? But I can't hear that name without thinking that.
And Northwest Community Schools is one of our sponsors on the broadcast, usually. Here we go. Constantine. And just a massive smack on the tackle there as Lillian continues to shut down this run game. And that's going to move them back a couple yards.
Just kind of laughing, Steve, because up here we're kind of being fooled on who has the ball, but the Lumen Christi defense, there's just no fooling them. But as you mentioned, they're tackling everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it does just seem like put a helmet on everybody and tackle the guy who's there. Minute 43 to play. Again, the halftime break coming up, and Jones hands off, and again, hit immediately. Nowhere to go on the carry there for Brody Godfrey.
Brody Godfrey.
Minute 27 to play, and I think we're going to get another timeout on the field.
Timeout, Lumen Christi.
Lumen Christi. Let's take 30 seconds. Minute 27 to play first half, when we come back on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Well, Lumen Christi called the timeout. They're back and ready to go. As Constantine continues their huddle around the sideline.
I'm just making Constantine didn't go hop on the bus.
87 seconds to play. Their first half of football. There's a snap. Handing off to the right side. He's got a little bit of space. That one might have made Lumen a little uncertain about who had the football. Godfrey on the carry. And he's bounced out of bounds at the 28-yard line. So make it fourth and two.
Brings up fourth down and two.
Now, this is a tough one with a minute 22. I mean, I guess you just go for it.
Yeah.
But you, there's nothing that makes you think that Constantine can pick up another 70 yards in the next minute 22. So you don't make it here in Lumen's offense with a real short field.
Constantine set. Now the Falcons will take a timeout. We'll keep it here on the timeout. Thank you again to Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, our first quarter sponsor. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter sponsor. And, of course, Industrial Steel Treating will have our player of the game at the end of this one. Right now, 28-0 Lumen. I do have a couple scores. Our last update from Nuevo and Lansing Catholic, and it was Nuevo 14, Lansing Catholic 7. 2:41 to go in the first quarter. I'm sure they've advanced beyond that, but no change in score. Meanwhile, in Division 7, Hudson with a 10-7 lead over Schoolcraft with 10:09 to play in the second quarter there. So, some cool games going on around the area, and we had an update from Decatur, and they are leading Reading 20-0 with 5:11 to play in the second. The Reading Rangers. The ketchup and mustard uniforms from them.
Play a real hot dog style of ball.
Yeah. There's a handoff, and on fourth and two, they got five. Godfrey has been the most effective runner so far for Constantine, and he's able to get the first down here with a minute 15 to play in the first half.
Oftentimes, a team down this much might be kind of trying to hurry, maybe try to get a score, just something positive. It looks like Constantine's just ready to regroup.
33-yard line, and first down, they hand it off again, and they can get about 2 yards, second and eight. And that time, the ball carrier didn't jump up. It was Cooper Jude jumped up, and he'll take it again here, trying to pick through and get another couple of yards. Third down, and we'll call it six here for
Mason Herney with the tackle for the
Falcons.
Up third and about six.
28 seconds left in the clock running as the Lumen Christi Marching Band forms up here on the track. We're ready for another halftime performance from the Titan Marching Band. Those bright white plumes. Meanwhile, here on third down and six, it's a QB keep, and Jones is going to get close to that mark.
Jones, the ball carrier.
They're going to give it to him. First down.
Constantine.
We saw Ida with a big play last week, right before the half.
Yeah. Eight seconds, and the clock stopped. Football on the 44-yard line. Still on Constantine's side of the 50.
Boy, you have Adam Fuller, Mason Herney, Marion Clay. They're all real deep.
At prevent. And so that's why they've been able to maybe get grab a little extra at the line of scrimmage, although 2 yards on first down there. And we get a timeout to stop the clock. So one more play here before the halftime break for Constantine from the 46-yard line.
I'm not sure why calling that timeout.
Maybe they've got their Hail Mary play. Let's hope for some trickery. Let's hope something special happens out of this, even if it's if it doesn't work. I'd be pleased to see the attempt. Lansing Catholic in front now. Is 6:49 in the second quarter there. Catholic 21, Newaygo 14. Again, that's Division 6 over on the other side of the bracket. Winner of that one will play Boyne City next week. And again, the winner of our game, which right now 28-0 Lumen Christi with 2 seconds to play in the half, they'll play Marine City next week. Neutral field, neutral site for that game.
Not to be determined yet?
TBD, yeah.
Okay. Do you know where Marine City even is?
Not really.
Yeah. Get the research team on that at halftime.
All right. Which is 2 seconds away. Last play of the half here. Back to throw, looking to throw, goes to the sideline. Caught by Cooper Jude, and then he'll be pulled out of bounds. He'll be spun out of bounds. Josh DeMont brings him down, and that'll do it for the half. 28-0 Lumen Christi. Titans get the football to start the second half. Let's take a 3-minute commercial break and come back and look at the first half of action. Titans lead at 28-0 on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Yeah.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
28-0, Lumen Christi leading Constantine today, and it was domination by Lumen Christi, really, even the couple first downs on that last drive. Lumen was kind of playing prevent to keep anything big from happening, so it did leave a little bit of space between that D-line and the linebacker. So just really almost like a mirage to think that they were maybe a little running rhythm. No, I don't think that's what it was. I just think the Lumen defense was kind of backing off a little.
Yeah, and I don't even know where to start about the domination. I mean, do you talk about the defensive line, the offensive line, the skill positions, the
special teams.
Specialty. I mean, it was domination across the board.
Yeah, and I feel like last year, Brian, on that march to Ford Field, we kept anticipating that week to week it would be a tougher matchup. Lumen would get, you know, challenged a little more. It's not really how it materialized. I mean, every week it seemed like Lumen was playing better and going out and having a 28-0 half against their opponent. So it just feels like Lumen Christi right now playing great. They're healthy. You knock on wood a little bit for that for them. And now you go out and maybe get a score here on your first possession of the second half, get a running clock going, and look ahead to next week against Marine City. We did locate Marine City north of Algonac on the east coast of the state there, Lake St. Clair, just, you know, a little north and east of Detroit.
So we got to be thinking we'll be traveling eastward, just don't know where yet. Yeah, you know, at pregame we said, each week we say, is this the week? Well, we answered that question, and it's halftime. This is not the week that it's going to be a close game.
And you know, if you're Constantine, you can go in the locker room and talk about what you can do better, how you can execute better, but you can't remake the team and the game plan and everything you prepare for all season after a half and turn it all around. They're going to come out and continue to try to play that wing T, which Lumen Christi has shown they can defend very well. And they're just going to have to go out and maybe keep their heads high and end this game, maybe get something on the board, maybe have maybe make a couple plays the defense that these seniors can remember going forward, but it looks like their season's going to come to an end.
Maybe change their name back to Meeks Mills. Just a little history lesson. Constantine used to be called Meeks Mills back in 1830, and they changed their name to Constantine. I might go back to being the Meeks Mills Falcons. Can't go worse.
I mean, I don't want to get too into the mud here, but Meek Mill, the rapper, has kind of made that not a possibility anymore.
I am not familiar.
Oh, well, he's all tied up in the Diddy's controversy.
Oh, okay.
We'll leave it at that. Happy birthday, though, Isaac Rayburn. Happy belated birthday to Greg Kutra, the announcer up here in the booth. The Dream Team all here today in an afternoon game. We've been seeing them week after week, and gosh, I didn't even think about it, but one of the guys up here said, I can't believe it's the last one, the last home game.
Yeah, that's it.
Everything else has to happen away from the friendly confines of Lumen Christi High School. But great concessions here, and we've had a good time coming out here as often as we have this season. They always treat us good here, and it's a good atmosphere for sure. Nice when I pulled into the stadium today. The tailgaters were already here. The revelers ready to have a good time. And of course, this is what's great about Lumen Christi here too, is they come and they get their seats, and it's almost assigned seating at this point.
It is.
You can look in the same place and see the same faces every week, but they stay. 28-0 at the half, 35-0 at the half, whatever. They stay for the whole game, and it's a lot of fun. And the band is playing right now. But, yeah, Lumen Christi leading it 28-0. I had a couple other scores from today. Lansing Catholic 21-14 over Newaygo over on the other side of this bracket. So the winner of that one will face Boyne City next week for a chance to go to Fort Field. And likewise, the winner of this game will face Marine City for the same opportunity to go play at Ford Field. Meanwhile, in Division 7, very good Hudson program, 10-7 lead early in the second quarter, our last update from there. But that's a good matchup, Hudson and Schoolcraft. Really good matchup over there. And then from our friend Connor Dockery out at Decatur, Michigan today, 20-0 lead, Decatur over Reading. Have you ever been to Decatur, Michigan?
Oh boy, I don't think so. Not that I recall.
It's quite a hike over there. I know. Okay. I mean, you're looking at a good hour and a half drive from McKibben Media Group World headquarters. All right, let's take a 3-minute break here at the half. We'll get the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA, and we'll be back for the second half of this one. The Titans lead it 28-0 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Playing high school sports can lead to great things. And will any UP football teams add to the number of 11-player football champions from up north? I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. If you've been following us on social media, you've no doubt noticed our weekly Famous Faces series. Every Thursday, we post a picture of someone who has gone on to have great success in the pros or a career in entertainment, but who got their start playing high school sports in Michigan. And then on Friday, a complete article with more details on that person is posted at MHSAA.com. So far this year, we've highlighted the great actor, James Earl Jones, who played basketball at Dickinson High School in Brethren. The only member of the World Golf Hall of Fame who played high school golf in Michigan is Meg Mallon from Farmington Hills, Our Lady of Mercy. Mallon placed second at the 1980 Lower Peninsula Open Class Girls Final. Alexi Lalas, who can be seen these days doing soccer broadcasts for Fox Sports and was Michigan's Mr. Soccer in 1987, also won two ice hockey championships playing for Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood in the mid-1980s. And former President Gerald Ford, who starred on the gridiron for Grand Rapids South. His 1931 South team went undefeated and was named state champion by statewide media. Make sure you follow the MHSAA on Twitter or X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever else you're using these days to see more of our Famous Faces series as we move through the 100th year of the MHSAA. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. East Lansing quarterback Ben Fletcher, he threw a touchdown pass with no time remaining and then a game-winning two-point conversion in a 50-49 win over Dexter. Howell running back Justin Jones went for 225 yards and four touchdowns, setting single-season school records for both in a two-point win over Brighton. And to Menden's JT Lux, he scored with 2 seconds to play as Menden knocked off two-time defending eight-player Division I champ Martin, 26-22.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the volleyball court for today's You Make the Call. Team A serves the ball over the net. Team B's number 9 passes or bumps the ball towards the net, where number 2 tips it over for a point. But number 2 is a back row setter and moved to the front row on the serve. Is this a legal play? If you said it depends, you are correct. A back row setter can move to the front row and play the ball over the net as long as the entire ball is not above the net. If the ball is completely above the net, then the back row setter is not allowed to play it over the net from the front row.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. One other famous face we've highlighted is Escanaba's Kevin Tappany. He pitched in the major leagues for 13 years, winning a World Series with the Minnesota Twins in 1991. Tappany was inducted into the Upper Peninsula Hall of Fame in 2012 and is a member of the Minnesota Twins' 50 all-time greatest players. At Escanaba, he played quarterback and safety on the football team and led the Eskimos to the 1981 Class A title. Escanaba defeated Fraser 16-6 at the Silverdome that year. That is the last time a team from north of the bridge has won a football title in the MHSAA's largest division, either Class A, Class AA, or Division I. Since the advent of the MHSAA football playoffs in 1975, 22 teams from the UP have won a title in 11-player. Six schools have won multiple titles, with Ishpeming leading the way with 5 championships, their latest coming in 2015. Crystal Falls Forest Park, Norway, Iron Mountain, Menominee, and Lake Linden Hubble are the others with multiple 11-player titles from the UP. Two UP teams remain in this year's 11-player tournament, Menominee and Iron Mountain. Check scores and pairings by going to MHSAA.com and clicking football. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at Lumen Christi High School. The dream team up here in the press box area, including Mark Donato, the birthday boy, Greg Putra. All of our squad up here that's been here for all the games that we've been around for all season here at Lumen Christi High School. And they've had a good run of home games here in a row, so we've really been able to catch in. Brian finishing off his... Would you get a Titan dog?
Titan burger. That's a thing. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a burger.
You went beef instead of a dog. All right.
Yep. Watching my diet.
Is that it? Glizzy free for today? We're getting ready for the second half here. The Titans deferred, as we mentioned, at the beginning of the game, so they will return the kick here in the second half to start. Updates coming in here. Lansing Catholic right now leading Newaygo 35-14 with 27 seconds to play in the second quarter. So heading toward the half there in a three-score lead emerging there for Lansing Catholic, looking to be the ones to head and take on Boyne City on the other side of our Division 6 bracket. Winner of this one will take on Marine City, and it looks like right now that will be the Titans, and we'll see if they can score and get that clock started and never have to stop it again.
And there's some fans out there that probably wouldn't mind a running clock. I'm seeing some short sleeves. Now, I know it's a nice day, right, but I don't think it's short sleeve nice.
The one guy with the vest out here showing off the two tickets to the gun show for that guy. You didn't know that it came with your price of admission was you got the gun show for free. Now an onside kick attempt here to start for Constantine, and it went right into the waiting arms of a very ready Paul Sattler, who made the recovery, and the Titans will start at midfield here. First kickoff of the game for Constantine, so you didn't know what to expect. They tried a little trickery, but the Titans, great field position to start.
Yeah, we have a kicker injury.
Uh-oh.
Kicker is down.
50-yard line.
He tried to be the one to recover that. So, yeah, Lumen Christi, just a little dribbler onside kick attempt. Sometimes you'll see him kind of kick it to the side and try to get a little bounce, but this was like maybe we catch you sleeping and it can go 10 yards and I can dive on it. But Paul Sattler right there, great recovery, and the Titans will have excellent field position to start this one. But we've got all the training staff out there. And honestly, I'm surprised if there was any contact because Sattler was right on it. He wasn't going to be able to advance it, so there was no need to hit him. But it looks like a lower leg getting the attention right now. Jersey day here for the student section. I've seen some good ones. Saw a lot of Lions support. Jameer Gibbs, there's an Amon-Ra St. Brown Lions jersey over there. You know, Brian, I have a custom Lions jersey that I've had for 2 decades probably.
Because of Steve Boyle.
Yeah, it's Tim Boyle was a Lion for a little while. Okay. But no, I have my own custom one that I have. But number 14 was my number, and now Amon-Ra St. Brown now is the most popular number 14 Lions jersey. Mine was second.
And I do know there was a Tim Boyle, but was there not a Steve Boyle as well?
I don't recall.
Maybe there's a Steve Boyle that's playing right now. I think there's a Steve Boyle in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's another Boyle.
And that's not you. It's more gifted than you.
Yeah.
In every way.
At football. But, yeah, Amon-Ra St. Brown. A lot of Titan jerseys, too. So the support from the student section. A lot of blankets as well, as you mentioned. I'm starting to notice the chill a little more here than I was when we first got here. Maybe it was energy and adrenaline or whatever, but
if you were to wear a Titan jersey, for me, I'd either have an old school Cole Simpson jersey or maybe a Tom Dalton jersey.
You'd go way old school.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Would you be wearing a Joe Lathers jersey?
Oh, that's possible. I think I'd go like Casey Sykes jersey, or maybe you get an old Mark Donato.
Maybe a Donnie Bergstrom jersey back in the 60s.
Shotgun here for Timmy Crowley. Fakes across on the jet sweep, and coming the other way is Josh Dumont. And he's not going to get more than a yard on the play. I like the trickery, though. And it's almost like Luna Christie said, let's try out some of these things that we have in the playbook.
You know those things that we wrote down when we were just at the bar? Let's try a couple of those. This half.
1 yard on first down. It does move the football into Constantine territory at the 49. Second and nine. Lumen Christie leading 28-0. Third quarter brought to you by Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Online at MinuteMaidSewer.com. There's the snap play action rolling out as Crowley does get the throwaway, caught by Saunders, and he's going to rumble to the 40. He went out of bounds. Let's see where they spot it. They will put it on the 39, so that's going to move the chains. First down, Titans.
Yeah, Steve, here we thought we'd see a few more Cadell Williams runs, get everybody out, but, hey, Lumen Christie's digging deep into the playbook.
Yeah.
And, hey, why not? You know, this is a chance to try something against a team that's not you in practice.
Yeah. They don't know what to expect. And that Crowley play action works so well because of Cadell Williams. He's back in there. Little offset eye. They give to Rayburg, and he rumbles, breaks a couple tackles. Still going, and gets it out to about the 31. Just this side of the 30, not even the 31. So it's short of the line to gain, but second down and about a yard and a half.
You think Coach Brogan knows it's Rayburg's birthday? And if so, they get down to the inside the 5, do you just give it to Rayburg until he scores one? You got to give him a birthday, Tutty. You have to.
You have to? What do we have, 3 Cadell Williams touchdowns and 1 Josh Dumont?
Yep.
Let's see what they do. Maybe they go to the sky here on second and short. It is what's happening. Rolling out, Crowley rolling out to his strong side, and he's got down. Oh, he had an open man down at the 3, just a little bit outside of his reach. And that was Logan Decker out there on the pass route.
Now, when you're throwing to Decker, that's deep into the playbook. We haven't seen a Logan Decker attempt.
Another pretty good throw by Crowley. And a lot. Sometimes they have him roll out where he's got to kind of turn back and throw across his body, but in that case he was rolling out to his right side, made a pretty good throw, and went through Decker's hands, and he was stretching to even get a chance at it. So now on third and short, Cadell Williams, no, they go to Rayburg, and he sidesteps the pile. He's going to get 2 yards on third and short, first and 10 Titans from the Constantine 27. Not 28, they did move it back there, looks like. Sideways angle here doesn't always give us the best.
At this point, who's rooting for running clock more? Is it the Lumen Christie side or the Constantine Meeks Mills side?
Especially if you've got to drive back to Constantine. That's. Do you stop at the casino on the way?
I mean, yeah, I would.
Most definitely do, right? There's a little fake end around. They give it to Bushinski, and he sidesteps. He's going to take it. Still on his feet. Down to the five. Bushinski takes a little sidestep of that one tackle at the line, turned on the Jets, and he gets it down to the four-yard line. First and goal for Lumen from there. Brett Bushinski on his feet on that run.
Yeah. Kenyon, the senior. Daddy Brett was trying to will him into the end zone.
They did move that spot back to the five. They initially had it at the four, which is where I thought it should go, but first and goal from the five for the Titans. Cash Kalahar split wide right. I formation. Amarion Clay is the deep back. They give it to Bushinski to finish it off, and it is indeed what he does. Touchdown, Lumen. Kenya Bushinski with the run. 34-0, Lumen Christie.
Kenyon Bushinski.
K-Bush with the scamper there. And a nice run, like a really nice run on the previous play.
But is it his birthday?
It's not his birthday.
Do you know that? Do you know when
Kenyon Bushinski's birthday? I'm 98% certain. Extra point attempt is through. Mr. Automatic lives up to his advanced billing. 35-0 Lumen Christie with a running clock the rest of the way. And let's take a commercial break for 30 seconds and kick it off on WKHM next.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
35-0, Lumen Christie leads it here in the third quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Halftime, Schoolcraft 14-10 lead over Hudson. And at halftime, North Muskegon 7-0 lead over Menominee. And again, our last update from Lansing Catholic was 35-14 leading Newaygo.
And right here, we'll have the Forrest Gump clock. It will be running.
Salazar to kick this one off, and it's in the air and deep. Bounces at the two and through the end zone. Touchback. Constantine will start at the 20-yard line. 35-0 lead for Lumen.
I like watching Salazar coming out after that kick. Just pride beaming. There's another touchback. It should be.
Just had a great year kicking the football. Extra points. Kickoffs. Such a tool at the high school level. He sets himself so far apart from other kickers. It's just a great weapon for Lumen Christie. Quick handoff into the middle of the play. And breaking tackle. Stand on his feet, but to his own detriment. Backed up to the 15 on the carry there. Was number 30, Bear Gabe.
Ball carrier, loss of about three. Rayburg with a stop for the Titans.
Bear.
There. Back to the 17-yard line. Second and 13 from there.
If you have any more kids, would you consider naming one Bear? I think I like that.
You do?
Yeah, Bear. Yes, Chef.
We do have the T, but we have a wide receiver to the right here for Constantine. And Jones is going to keep it from the QB spot. He's able to get back to that original line of scrimmage at the 20.
Back to the original line of scrimmage, the 20-yard line, is going to bring up 3rd and 10.
This just couldn't be at all what Constantine envisioned coming here today. I mean, this, like I said, this has just been such a dominating defensive performance. Constantine has had nowhere to run.
Well, and for like what you mentioned, this is probably 2 weeks of preparation in a row again to play against this T offense. And so Lumen Christie, just you build on what you did really well against Ida and come back and employ it again. So you didn't have to do much additional game planning or film study. Even you just kind of do keep doing what you were doing, and it's worked out well for Lumen. They've been prepared, rolling out to throw now. Jones on third down and long, escapes the pass rush and still on his feet. Excellent tackle there by Charlie Saunders. Jones was maybe going to have a chance to get close to a first down, but instead he's pulled down and makes it fourth and 6 yards here for Constantine. Good tackle by Saunders. Jones showing a little escapability. Never really was going to have a good chance to sit there and throw, but maybe had a chance to scramble for the first down, and instead caught from behind by Saunders to make a ankle tackle. Football right in the middle of the field here at the 24-yard line. Fourth down and 6. And they'll punt it away. That's a bad punt, but it actually works out well. Going to take a bounce for Constantine down to the 30, inside to the 28-yard line. It was an ugly punt.
Never got over 5 yards off the ground.
No.
The effective roll. Looks like a bump and run.
The Titans hadn't really sent anyone back to return. They were just going to let it go, you know. So it just, yeah, and that's the 27-yard line, so it even rolled further than it looked like from here. 5:55 to go, and the clock stays running here in the third quarter. Titans lead at 35-0. Our third quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Other sponsors on the game that have been with us all year include Aeroquip Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling. Thank you to Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing. Marion Clay gets his first carry of the game on first down. And we're almost to the left for 8 yards.
It's kind of warming you up, if anything, for next year when you say, like, Gaston pitches out to Clay. Like, you're going to say that a few times next year, I think.
You think? You would expect so. Marion Clay has looked very very good running the football at times. I'd say he's a little more slippery than Cadell Williams. But he's definitely he's got some speed, elusiveness. Handoff again to Bashinsky, and he again breaks a couple tackles, still on his feet into Constantine territory, and he's going to go out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. 36, they moved up to the 36 there. So into Constantine territory, first and 10 Titans from the Falcons 36 as the clock runs now down to 4:35. Kenny Bashinsky with a few runs coming in to give Isaac Rayberg the birthday break.
And, you know, we talked about Kenyon earlier in the season, that if Kenyon, you know, was on another team in the area, he'd probably be a back that people would know know his name.
He's in there at fullback again, I formation. Benny Gaston takes the snap, gives to Clay, and a little, I don't know, just a mess up in the exchange or went to the wrong side. They were able to make the handoff, but Clay off balance and gets a yard.
It looked like Gaston kind of arm-checked Clay as he was handing it off to him.
Flag down in the backfield, defensive backfield. And defensive holding a personal foul.
Hands to the face.
So Titans will have a somewhat of a broken play and still turn it into a first down. And, Brian, here we are with 3:58 to play. The clock does stop for the penalty. And they'll set the football and start it again. But I think that's the second flag we've had all day.
Yeah, in fact, you'll have to remind me the first, because I can't remember.
False start.
Oh, yep. One
for
false start.
Constantine on a fourth and one.
You're right. So Lumen Christie played clean game so far. No penalties
both
on the
teams have. I mean, and usually I think as they run a couple of fakes in the backfield, and that's going to be a gift to Tommy King for a short game to the 20. But two teams that are still alive at this point in the season, the quarterfinal, one of the things they probably do is not commit a lot of penalties.
Yep.
The winning teams don't do that. Some other score updates. Halftime, Millington with a 21-0 lead over Pomona Westphalia. Division 7. Also, North Muskegon 7-0 over Menominee. And at halftime, Schoolcraft with a 14-10 lead over Hudson in Division 7. And there's another give to Bashinsky. And again, he makes a nice run with it. Is that Bashinsky?
Down inside,
take that inside the 10, get another first down. And Bashinsky having himself a day today against Constantine. Two and a half to play here, third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain, and the Titans first and goal from the 6-yard line.
Yeah, it just hasn't mattered who's in there.
Gassy gives to Bashinsky again. This time they were ready for him, and he still manages. He was hit right at the 5, and he drove him down to the 2. Kenny Bashinsky running hard on that one. Now inside of 2 minutes here in the third quarter, 35-0.
You know, we talk about these guys, and here we're on the radio as if it's, you know, a college or something, but these are high school kids, and you know, you're a high school kid, you worked your butt off all season long, and you get your chance to get in the game, and it's huge for you. It doesn't matter what the score is. You want to produce and show what you think you could have done.
They give to Bashinsky again, and he leaned in. Touchdown, Lumen. Kenny Bashinsky, his second touchdown of the game. Minute 27 to play here, and Lumen leads at 41-0. Domination here for the Titans.
And with two touchdown runs, that puts Kenyon two total touchdowns ahead of his dad, Brent, for his career. Obviously getting ability from Mama Amber.
Kick is up and good. And it's 42-0 Titans. 30-second commercial break. We'll kick it off again. Minute 27 to play here in the third quarter on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
87 seconds to play in the third quarter. Kickoff is a little poocher that's going to bounce at the 30, and it's loose. Lumen thinks they've got it. Waiting for a signal. Officials say the Titans get it, so we saw that in the first half where they muffed the kickoff a little bit. This time the Titans were there, and they had it. It's funny because it was loose, and you had about 5 Titans sliding through there ready to get that football. So Lumen gets it back with the clock running at a minute 20 right now in the third quarter.
Well, Constantine was in their normal lineup, and I don't know if they realized that Salzar was not there on the kick. Instead, it was Hayden Geibolt.
Yeah.
Or Gilbolt. And I don't think Gilbolt has the same leg that Salzar does, so I don't know that it was intended to be a poocher if that's just kind of what he has in the tank.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Lumen Christie's coming out with a desire to onside kick anything. But they do go out and play hard all the way to the buzzer, so their coverage team went down to make a stop, and the football was loose, so they might as well grab it. First down give to Tommy King's going to get 2 yards, yard, maybe a yard. We'll call it second down and 9 with 32 seconds. The game clock's about a half second behind the play clock, so they should have to run one more play here in the third quarter. Or they could take a penalty.
Tommy King was once our player of the week.
Yeah. the industrial steel treating player of the game for us. They will let that run down, so they're not going to hem and haw about that half second difference.
We'll just agree to call it good.
We'll get the end of three here, 42-0 Lumen Christi. They'll switch sides on the field, and we'll take a 60-second commercial break. Fourth quarter coming up on WKHM.
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 12 minutes to go in this one. Running clock as the Titans lead at 42-0. They have the football back again, too, from the Constantine 29, second and about 9 yards. They give to Mashinsky again, and he's... does what he's been doing all day, takes that for about 8 yards. At the 21, it'll be third and short from there.
Steve, I suppose I should offer a correction. I have been alerted that Father Brett Mashinsky did have two games where he scored four touchdowns.
Oh, wow.
So I said Son Kenyon doubled him up in one game, but I got to take that back. I'm retracting that.
Where'd he do that? Where'd he do that at?
I don't know. The source is him, so I don't even... that could be faulty.
We get a couple yards here on third down for Lumen with 11:20 to go, and they give it through the middle.
Brogan
on the carry. Inside the 15, first down, Titans.
Godfrey and Jacobs on the tackle.
All right, Brennan Brogan, the freshman.
Another score update coming in. Hudsonville 28-0 over Howell with 9:30 to play in the third quarter. A lopsided score is coming here in the quarterfinal.
Good football team and good ice cream. Ever had the Hudsonville ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, delicious. Blueberry cheesecake is my favorite.
Oh, nice. That's a little... I like to go chocolate flavors, maybe Moose Tracks or get some of that cookies and cream.
Just not white chocolate with you.
Chocolate chip cookie, never white chocolate for me. Now we get a flag in.
Delay a game against the
delay
Titans.
Delay a game against the
5-yard penalty to bring up first and 15.
First and 15 now for the Titans. We got 10 and a half to play here. Kind of thing that you will see from Lumen late in games like this where they're not trying to run up the score. That's not their style. But it is nice to have a chance to see some of the bench guys come in and have a good game. Benny Gaston at quarterback hands it off and get a run there on first down for 3 yards.
That was Gilbalt, Hayden Gilbalt.
On the stop. Brings up
second and
down.
13.
I still think if I'm Benny Gaston here, I just take off, I call my own number and get some positive rushing yards. Because he always just gets to kneel down.
Gaston coming from the sideline with the play. I did see a couple of Titan faithful making their way to the parking lot. Handoff and fumble, and that's going to be dove on by Constantine. So the Falcons will get the turnover. Their second fumble recovery of the game. And they'll have a lot of field to work with here with 9:28 to play in this state quarterfinal matchup. It looks like Lumen Christi set to go take on Marine City next week.
Be curious to know when they decide where that game's going to be. Probably real real soon, Mike, huh?
I think we'll know pretty early, yeah. Straight tee here for Constantine. Pitch out to Jones. Now, he's been the quarterback, but they put him in the backfield, and now a nice run on first down for Jones. Quite a collision over there on the sideline. He'll take it to the 30 and get knocked out of bounds. I think that's leaving short of a first down by about a yard.
And I think that was maybe freshman Broden Burgess.
He's still down on the opposite sideline from us as the trainer makes their way over there.
Yeah, he took quite a hit there.
While he's down, let's talk a little bit about Marine City, the Mariners. 10-2 on the year. Their losses were to Armada, 28-27, and then a 39-20 loss to Marysville. They're on a six-game win streak currently, and that includes a 50-26 win over Jackson High. And they've scored 50 or more seven times.
Okay.
So Marine City, formidable. Now it makes me wish we had maybe gotten to see that game with them versus Jackson. Trying to get an update on who's down over on the sideline. You thought Broden Burgess,
well,
perhaps?
Well, you know, I saw...
Maybe Nolan Huff?
I saw, yeah, and there's 221s. I'm thinking this is Burgess and not Huff. But I don't even know if that's who's down. That's who I saw be in on the tackle.
And I thought I had seen him standing at some point.
Yeah, that's clear across the field. So that could be somebody else that came in late. We're about to find out. He's sitting up now.
We have 8:49 to play here in the fourth quarter. 42-0 is the score.
It is 21. And I'm assuming that's Broden Burgess and not Nolan Huff.
Making the long walk from the opposite sideline.
Not really limping or favoring anything. Maybe just kind of got his bell ring. He got hit hard.
Yeah. That's a height. Have to come from all the way to the opposite sideline. He's got his Fitbit counting up those steps. Both teams line back up as he makes his final couple steps onto the yellow sideline paint. And we're set to go back on the field. The clock starts. And here we go. Jones fakes, keeps from the quarterback spot. He's into the secondary up the sideline now. And it looks like Jones is going to take that one all the way. Touchdown, Constantine.
Touchdown, Bernie Jones for Constantine.
70-yarder for Jones. Nice ovation there from the Constantine faithful, still in attendance over there.
Yeah, they were looking for anything positive, and there just hasn't been.
No.
I mean, that's by far the best play.
I think the last time we heard those cowbells was that first down they got in the first half. And since then, they've had to languish through a clock runner here. So 42-6, the score, 8:38 to play. In the fourth quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Of course, our presenting sponsor, Trips Collision Centers.
Jones attempting an extra point.
Say thank you to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Time Coffee, Softwater, County National Bank, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Dry.
Extra point is no good. With 8:38.
No good on the extra point. 8:38 to play, 42-6 for the score. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we'll be back with another kickoff on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
.38 to play, and we'll look to get that clock started again and not stopped. 42-6 the score. End of three over at Decatur, and Reading still scoreless. 20-0 the score. Decatur leading there in Division 8. Reading's had a good run of being very good. They had a good back couple of home-and-home series there with Michigan Center where they've played a couple tough ones. Well, Poochie kickoff there from Constantine goes out of bounds. Waiting to see what the determination is.
Put it out on the 35.
First down for the Titans.
Titans will take it. Actually spotted at the 43.
I wonder what that's
from where it went out, 5 yards from where it went out of bounds, I guess. 8.5, and the clock's running here. Benny Gaston brings the Titan offense to the line here. Give us to Bushinski.
And again, he has a,
not a lot of running room, but he does pick through there and take it for 4 yards on first down, second and six.
Bushinski's got to have 70 yards rushing.
Yeah.
Close to it. Bushinski can come out now. Brennan Brogan back in.
Bushinski got some good work while he was in there. Bushinski now the fullback. Deep back is Tommy King. They give it to Brogan. Bounces it outside. Shoulder down, wins that battle. Oklahoma drill out there to the 45-yard line. It's about 8 yards on the carry for Brogan and out to the 45. In Constantine territory. Clock goes down to 7:24.
Yeah, we often see coaches' kids playing, and we talk about coaches' kids, and usually their ball IQ. This happens to be coach's grandkid playing.
Yeah.
We don't get to say that as often.
Good strong run for freshmen. Another handoff this time to Tommy King is going to go for maybe a yard forward progress. Second and 9 at the 44.
You know, this is tough. We're seeing a lot of JV kids in there for Lumen right now, but Constantine's D is still their first team defense, and this is a good powerhouse team. So
yeah.
You get to see some JV going against Division 6 powerhouse.
Clock runs down to 6:25, 11 on the play clock. And second and 9 is probably more like 9.5. They give it on first, or excuse me, on second down. Bushinski's going to get maybe two there. That's probably really gets us to third down and 8 for Lumen Christi from the 43-yard line in Constantine territory. 6 minutes now. And the clock runner here, 42-6 the score. Titans in control this whole way, and really it was a 70-yard touchdown scamper from Jones for Constantine. The only score, and that just happened against the third team defense for Lumen Christi.
Speaking of that, I see Johnny Furness is in. Broderick Martinez.
There's a pitch out to Tommy King to the left side. Cuts it up. Upended at the 30. He's going to get the first down there, though.
Brought down by Bontrager. It'll be enough for a Titan first down.
And let's see where we get that. They do put it right on the 30-yard line. 5 minutes now left in this one.
It's like Constantine's starting to kind of empty their bench, too. Cooper Jude going off. Senior. Maybe for the last time.
Probably. Gaston gives it off to Brogan again. He's going to rumble it up 3 yards on first down.
Down to about the 20.
Maybe four. I'll give him four. Second down and six for Lumen. 4:35. And the clock running here.
If you happen to just be getting in your car or something, listening, thinking maybe it'd be just starting the third quarter, yeah, we've had a running clock.
Yeah, 42 to 6 is the score. Clock running for virtually this entire second half, and we're down to 4:14 to play. Fourth quarter for Minuteman, Sewer and Drain. Gaston gives to Tommy King again, and he's double hit there. He'll get 2 yards, 45-yard line. Maybe a yard. Well, anyway, third down and about five here.
Carson Jacobs with the tackle brings up third.
The double hitter.
Yeah, two guys at the same time. And the clock down to 3:43. Stay tuned on the post game. We'll get you our industrial steel treating player of the game. As out-of-town score update continues here as Gaston pitches out, trying to get to the edge. Now turns it up, cuts it in, got the first down distance. On his feet all the way down to almost the 10-yard line. They're going to step out. They do have him at the 18-yard line.
Cash Cooper, the ball carrier.
And that was Cash Cooper on the carry.
Cash kind of planted that right foot and really turned it upfield. That was a good little run.
2:58 in the clock running down here. Again, our update in D6 on the other side of the bracket. Lansing Catholic now pulling away 42-14 over Newaygo late in the third quarter. Hudsonville 35-0 over Howell in D1. In Division 7, Millington 21-0 over Pomona Westphalia was our last update. Gaston takes a snap. Hands off, and this time hitting the backfield for a little loss.
King, the ball carrier. Lost a couple yards. Cooper McDonald with the stop.
Yeah, everybody getting in there. Was that King again?
Yeah, yeah.
2:20. Again, 42-6 the score.
A lot of bodies coming in and out.
Felton for the Titan offensive line.
We'll get it down to under 2 minutes before they snap it here again with 11 seconds on the play clock. There's a give to Bashinsky.
Bashinsky, the ball carrier.
Taking over the 20-yard line, so close to the original line of scrimmage. Ovation from the fans here.
Yeah, there are a lot of freshmen out on the field. There's some guys that look like freshmen out there right now.
Yeah.
Garrett Manders, freshman out there.
And a minute 20.
And from here, Garrett looking like all of 5'6", 120. Oh, he's lined up. Split wide.
They run it to the right side, and Tommy King looks like he's going to be short of the first down, but takes it all the way down near the 10-yard line, so it'll be fourth and about one.
For the Titans.
We're under a minute here, and this is probably just victory formation for Lumen Christi. Well, you can't, because you'll give it back. They'll run something here.
They might go ahead and hand it off, yeah.
Whoever the ball carrier gets to be might be thinking, if I want to score a touchdown, this is my chance.
Or they might not even snap it and just take the penalty and just be done.
Yeah. Which... Getting some sprints in the personnel having to go in and out here. They do take the delay of game and
remains fourth down.
That's Chris Blakeman hustling off the field.
Then they'll start it up, and that's it.
Yep.
Game over. 42-6, our final here at Lumen Christi. The Titans move on to the state semifinals against Marine City next week. Let's take a two-minute break on the postgame here. We'll get our player of the game announcement coming up, and we'll wrap things up from Lumen Christi again. The final here, Titans 42, Constantine Falcons 6 on WKHM.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the postgame here. Lumen Christi, another win, 42-6, the final. And what has, according to my score updates, and by the way, a big thank you to Tom Ratchford for sending along the scores that he's had today. Some lopsided games out there. 42-6 our final here, and player of the game, I think we go to Cadell Williams again, being the guy in the early part of the game to put him ahead. And, of course, some great efforts by the backups coming in and getting some time. Kenyon Bashinsky is going to get an honorable mention for coming in and having a really nice second half to kind of be the guy to carry Lumen through that portion of the game with the clock running and keep the rock moving and Lumen into the winner's circle here, 42-6.
Yeah, they each did their job. Cadell's job was to, you know, start the game off that way, and Kenyon's job was the finisher.
Yeah.
And Cadell having averaging about almost 9 yards a carry in that first half with three touchdowns, hard to not give him the player of the game.
Yeah.
He brought the heat.
He did. And we have to say it that way. Let's... Player of the game is sponsored by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Cadell Williams brought the heat to the game tonight.
Thank you for saying it that way.
Thank you to Minute Man Sewer and Drain, by the way, jumping on here as one of our presenting sponsors along with Trips Collision Centers. Out-of-town scoreboard. Everything we have up to this point, our last update from Decatur was a 20-0 lead over Reading. Last update here, 9:34 to play in the fourth quarter. North Muskegon 23-0 over Menominee in Division 7, which a year ago we would have been looking at who Lumen was going to play out of that. North Muskegon in control there. Meanwhile, here in Division 6 on the other side of the bracket, Lansing Catholic 42-14 was their last lead over Newaygo. So it would appear Lansing Catholic is poised to move on to the semifinals against Boyne City. And in Division 1, Hudsonville with a 35-0 lead over Howell late in the third quarter there. Millington 21-0 over Pomona Westphalia. And what else do we have? Muskegon. Oh, we had that Muskegon-Menominee score. Schoolcraft had a 14-10 lead over Hudson at the half. So, yeah, some good football being played over here on a Saturday. Lumen Christie will go on to play Marine City next week. We'll be there wherever the game happens to be, and make sure you'll hear it right here on WKHM.
Maybe that'll be the week, Steve. We just keep saying it, and Lumen just keeps rolling.
Yeah, I don't want to say unchallenged. I thought Ida played them pretty tough, but made too many mistakes. And, for all the Lumen stuff we saw, they did have a loss earlier in the year, Pontiac-Notre Dame prep, but even that was without Cadell Williams, I think, in that game. And so to still be able to play it to that close of a game, Lumen Christie's just playing well. And I think we've watched them be very good for the last few years. It's no fluke or anything. They do go out, they make a few mistakes. Individual efforts are tremendous. And it's just been a lot of fun to get to be a part of it in some small way with our coverage.
Yeah, it's almost like we're not seeing competition on the field. It's almost who's better, this year's team versus last year's team or 3 years ago team. I don't know if I have an answer for you. Each team's been unique, but all dominating is the key thing they've had in common. And it's kind of cool too, Steve. It looks like a lot, some of the seniors getting their pictures taken here, because this will be the last time they step in this field as a Lumen Christie player.
They have games left, but they won't be here.
Yep.
And that's noteworthy. So a big day today for the Titans with the 42-6 win. One more update I just got. Schoolcraft 21-10 lead over Hudson with 8 minutes remaining. So it would look like the Hudson Tigers might see their season come to an end from a good Schoolcraft team in Division 7.
Well, you weren't lying. There's not been many close games that you're reporting on. You think quarterfinals, things will get closer.
Yeah. Well, any final thoughts, Professor?
I mean, the final thought is as many good games as we've seen Lumen play against a quality opponent, this might have been the most complete from all three facets, the defense, the offense, special teams. It was just like, and we keep using the word dominating, but that's the only word we can use to describe this, what we saw today.
And I know when I got here and the way it felt different because it was Saturday, I didn't finish my work day and then come over here. I just woke up and this is what I did today. So there's always a chance that when your things change, your routine changes a little bit, you come out and you feel a little off. But I think Herb Brogan and his team of coaches, and they just have their routine for Saturday games too and stick to that. And so the guys came out, they looked prepared and ready to go, and no drop-off. And, gosh, I think we had one. Did we even have a flag against Lumen all day? I think we had two against Constantine, and that was about it.
We had a couple late, but those just were on purpose. So, no meaningful penalties, not a one from Lumen Christie.
Well, we'll wrap it up from here at Lumen Christie High School. Thanks to Luke Moorhead back in the studio, executive producing our efforts. And for the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next week. Lumen Christie and Marine City on WKHM.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.